Hello, Gala. Peace, love, and blessings. Big Hashra here. Yalla home. Of course, it's a Thursday vibe show. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the 18th of April, 2024. Pulse 95 Radio. This is Yalla home. And I got to talk about this. The Sharjah Archaeology Authority inaugurated today, obviously, the exhibition called From Arabia to Central Asia. Treasures from Sharjah at the Silk Road. At the Silk Road Art House in Samarkand, in collaboration with the Ministry of Ecology, the Environment Protection and Climate Change of the Republic of Uzbekistan. For that, a big round of applause. The event was attended by the incredible Sheikh Fahim Qasimi, the chairman of the Department of Government Relations in Sharjah, along with an official delegation from the Sharjah government, represented by a number of officials and representatives from the relevant authorities and entities concerned with cultural heritage in the Emirate of Sharjah. Now, the exhibition, which runs from April 18th, from today until May 22nd, 2024, tells the story of the history and cultural heritage and the relationship between the Arabian Peninsula and Central Asia. Central Asia and the Arabian Peninsula. There's a story right there, and we are here to document it. It is based on archaeological materials discovered in the Emirate of Sharjah, subhanAllah, from the Neolithic age to the Islamic period. Also explores over 120 distinctive artifacts that highlights the cultural and archaeological heritage of Sharjah, bridging the past and the present across three main galleries. Incredible. Among the most significant items is the dirham, which dates back to the Caliph Harun al-Rashid and was minted in Samarkand in the year of 182 AH, known to be the rarest dirham discovered to date. I think it's a really big deal. The organization of the exhibition itself continues the Sharjah Archaeological Authority program of archaeological exhibitions at both the local and international levels, underlining, of course, the authority's commitment to highlighting the scientific aspect that enhances the studies and research conducted at archaeological exhibition sites. This effort, of course, aims to establish deep-rooted and significant cultural and tourism bridges that connects the past, present, and future, and to exchange expertise to affirm the presence of the Emirate of Sharjah at various regional and international events. I think it's a big deal. It's incredible, amazing in every single way. And big round of applause one more time. The Sharjah Archaeology Authority inaugurated, of course, the exhibition From Arabia to Central Asia, Treasures from Sharjah at the Silk Road, at the Silk Road Art House in Samarkand. I think it's truly important. And even if you're not into this sort of thing, this will make you be. And it's important to realize that. And there is, of course, history between the Arabian Peninsula and Central Asia. I think it's really important for us to realize that and understand that. Keep it locked. It's Pulse 95 Radio. We will be right back after Rock Your Body by JT.